Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents, the show that's going to take you to the next level. That is our goal. Wherever you're at in life, whatever you do as a profession, whatever it is that's going to help you, we're going to find it. And we're going to get it in front of you. That's our commitment to you. And today, I want to talk to you about 7 secrets to cold calling. You know, there's a thing going on around LinkedIn, and you've probably seen the ads, cold calling is dead. Well, I understand the perspective of what he's saying, but I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get in front of new clients, the only way you're going to be able to build your business, the only way you are going to be able to grow and go to the next level is to be effective at getting in front of new people. David Ortiz, a trained chef who had been running his own financial planning firm since 1997, renamed his business, check this out, Financial Chef, last year and started meeting with prospects over meals he had cooked himself. Wining and dining potential clients certainly made Ortiz and his family there in Miami business stand out. And when it came to cold calling prospects, he was at no loss. In other words, he had a way of getting in front of them. Plowing through hundreds of names a day, he'd be lucky to get 2 or 3 promised leads. He quickly grew frustrated, but with the help of sales coach, revamped his strategy. Ortiz cut his number of calls by 2/3, but spent more time researching and weeding out prospects before picking up the phone. Now, for every 25 cold calls, he usually gets 5 to 7 meetings with potential clients. It takes a lot more time, but the end result is that I am getting to more qualified and more willing prospects, Ortiz says. Cold calling needs not to be a source of angst, but a small business owner's point of prosperity. Here are 7 successful strategies from experts in the field that will help you become more effective with your cold calling. Number 1, plan ahead. Who will you be calling? When will you be placing your calls? These are questions you should answer the day before you make the calls. See, we and in my agency, we deal with health, life, disability, final expense, Medicare supplement, and all of these various products have different types of clients that they appeal to. And with the different clients, you need to know when to call and when not to call. If I'm calling on restaurant owners, guess what? I'm not calling between 11 and 2:30 in the afternoon. Why? That's their lunch rush. It's suicide to try to grab them then. But if I know when their dead times is, that 3 to 5 in the afternoon, that's the perfect time to call and say, hey, can I come by? I want to drop some info off to you. Perfect time. Same way with calling Medicare supplement. You don't want to call too late. Actually, with the older generation, you can call 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning and be able to get them a lot of times and be able to speak. But if you call too late in the evening, forget about it. So knowing who your client is, planning ahead, will allow you to understand when to call, because it's so important. When to send that email, when to, whatever you're selling, whatever you're doing, that just thinking a little bit about who am I calling on, what client fits this goods and services that I'm trying to sell. By understanding that, I'm going to be in a much better position when I call, that I'm not pestering someone, but I'm actually offering great value. Number 2, investigate before you call. It may seem tedious, but doing homework on the phone, on the person you're about to call on the phone will make a huge difference. This can be as simple as doing a Google search on the company or looking up the prospect on LinkedIn. I do this all the time. I use Facebook. I use LinkedIn, and then I use our data sources. Before I call on someone, I want to know, you know, what kind of business they have. What kind of credit does their business have? What are their likes and what are their dislikes? If I can find that person on Facebook and I know that they listen to this type of music and they're in this particular area of the country, maybe their political viewpoints are this, then when I'm going in with such a, you know, politically hot topic like health insurance, I know how to posture myself to be the least offensive and the most appealing. And you need to do the same thing. Investigate your prospect before you call them. Trust me, knowing a little bit about the prospect before you call is going to help you, and it's going to take you to the next level. Back after this.
So many people ask me, Terry, does that lead system that you promote on your radio broadcast actually work? And so I thought I would just play a voicemail I got from a very excited agent that just joined our system and is using our lead system to sell life insurance. So here's what he left me.
Hey, Terry, it's Jeremiah. Just giving you a call to let you know what happened with my first appointment. I stopped and do the appointment. Long story short, I ended up selling my policy. One setting off of one yesterday. I haven't counted up yet, but even with the whole bag, I think my advance on that is going to be at least what, $1,500. So it's more than taking itself. So again, thank you, sir.
So this is an independent life insurance agent in Atlanta, Georgia, that just joined our system and our way of doing business and bought into our lead system just last week. Today is May the 30th, and he came in around May the 23rd. Literally only spent $7 to generate countless leads. And his first lead he went out on today to close the deal, $1,500. He's being very successful with $7. So can you. Leadsbyterry.com.
And I can't tell you how thrilled I was for Jeremiah when he called, because I love seeing people that are enthusiastic, that are motivated, that are hungry. Because there's one thing about it. If you don't have a hunger, if you don't have a desire to do more, to do greatness, to be great, then you won't. Because there's too many things in life that's pushing you down, pushing against you, trying to tell you, no, you can't do this. No, you can't be that. And I love people that go right up against the odds and say, nah, as far as me and what we do, this is how we're going to roll. So I really appreciated Jeremiah leaving that excited voicemail. Because, see, you know, spending money on a software to generate leads and then spending the time and money to get some coaching and consultation, you know, those were huge things for him. And to see it pay off so quickly was very rewarding for me as well. So number one, when you're cold calling, you want to plan ahead to be successful. Number two, you want to investigate who you're calling so you've got, can pick up instant rapport and know who they are and know their likes and dislikes so you don't step into some sort of landmine. Number three, seek out a personal connection. And that's the reason why you want to investigate their background. I love it when I can find some common interest with people that I'm calling on, because then I'm going to be able to develop rapport with them immediately. If I know they like a certain type of music, if I know they're a Christian, if I know this or that about them, then we're going to have some things to talk about other than insurance that's going to just help develop a personal connection and bond real quickly. So whether through online research or doing the phone call itself, you should try to find a personal connection with your prospect. Your research might reveal that you share the same alma mater maybe or whatever. But getting that personal connection and doing that background work just for a little bit, I know this takes a little bit longer, but I'm telling you, it's going to make the people that you call on, it's just going to whittle down those numbers. Rather than getting a 1.5%, 2% response, you could jump 5.5%, 10.5%, 20% response on the people that you cold call. And then when you're able to automate that with our lead generation system, man, it's just going to make you more successful. Number four, get information before you give it. You should ask lots of questions during the call rather than immediately trying to sell your product or services. And I am a strong believer in asking questions to sell. I rarely ever try to make statements. I ask questions like, are you happy with your current situation? Are you happy with the value that you're getting? Or do you find that there's any value in the health plan that you have right now if I'm selling health insurance? Are you happy if I'm selling my consultation and my lead system? Are you happy with the numbers that you're getting? Do you feel like you're selling as much as you potentially could? Do you feel like you're being as profitable in your business as you are? Asking questions, trying to reveal the problem so then I can come in with the solutions. Always, always, always ask questions. Rarely ever make statements. Number 5, get out of your chair and in front of a mirror. It might seem silly to watch yourself in the mirror as you talk, but a mirror will reveal how you smile, and smiling will make you more confident. That is something I literally do in my studio. Right now, when I'm talking to you, I'm looking in a mirror because I want to see what's my facial expressions, not because I'm caught up on myself, but I want to make sure that I am projecting with my voice what I feel. And the one way that I can tell real quickly is just look at myself. Have I had a long day? Am I tired? Am I a little lethargic? It's going to show up real quick. And so when you're on the phone, when you're doing a podcast, you need to be energetic. You need to be ready to roll. You need to transfer, as we talked about several podcasts ago about how to be influential. One of the greatest things that I try to do, I'm not saying I'm great at it, but I'm working on it, is I want to transfer how I feel to you. I want you to feel the motivation that I feel. I want you to feel the excitement I feel. And one of the ways I can test, well, how do I feel right now, is I can look right in the mirror. And that's going to help you when you're cold calling as well and you're doing phone work, if you're recording a podcast yourself. So get in front of a mirror. It's going to reveal a lot. Number 6, keep careful records. Oh, I can't tell you how you can make or break a business just by the records you keep. You want to keep records tracking who you called, when you called them, and how many of those calls resulted into appointments. If you don't have a customer service system, what they call a CSM software, I've got some products I can show you that I use on a day-to-day basis. When I'm talking to people, I'm keeping notes of what we talked about, when we talked, what emails. I've got a system, a customer service management system, a CSM system that doesn't cost thousands of dollars, doesn't cost hundreds of dollars. It costs $20 and it keeps up with my calendar. It keeps up with my phone calls with them. It keeps up with my emails with them. It keeps up with all the information I need on them so that I can keep track of my prospects, my customers, everyone that I'm in contact with, whether they be colleagues of mine, customers of mine, you know, whatever. I've got a record so that I can intelligently talk to thousands of people a week. And so they'll think, hey, this guy's on top of it. He remembered what we talked about. Because while I might be the only person that they've carried on that conversation with, they represent a number. And I don't mean that in an impersonal way, but when you literally have the same conversations with hundreds and thousands of people a month, the same conversation, sometimes people get sort of lost in your mind. Having a great CSM, a customer service management software, will help you. If you don't have one, contact us at 800-673-1728. We can get that for you because it's very important to manage your business. And number 7, and finally, on how to be successful in your cold calling is this. Use referrals in your voicemail message. More often than not, you'll be reaching voicemail rather than speaking with the prospect directly. To increase the chances of getting a callback, try to find a common connection you can mention in the message you leave. Social media sites with LinkedIn let you see the people your connections are connected to, a useful resource when looking for referrals. I use this technique all the time. I can say, hey, Bill, this is Terry Wilson. I'm calling you about doing some consulting work and maybe talking to you about, you know, how to improve your business and grow your sales. I noticed that you're friends with XYZ. We were able to help him just last month. Maybe you want to call him and ask him how he felt about our services, because I can tell you that we were able to take him from doing this amount of business to this amount of business. I'd love to talk to you, spend 5 minutes with you just to show you what we can do, and we're very affordable. Give me a call. So something like that, but mentioning someone's name that you've done business with and become a hero to because you've solved their problem, and then seeing who they're connected with, you can use LinkedIn and other social media sites to be able to get that. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson with Dollars and Cents. See ya. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.